Yeah.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 6, Text 7. Sri Deva Vacha,
Sri Deva Vacha.
Then God says, Natasma,
Natasma,
we are a thousand.
We are a thousand.
Say,
Nata,
O Lord,
Pada
Aravindam,
to the
lotus
feet,
put me with our
intelligence,
Indriya,
Sensitive,
Prana,
Vitality,
Mana,
Mind.
Vaskodhi,
Vaskodhi,
and the word.
Yat,
with. Sintyate,
Sintyate,
are meditated upon.
Antaribi,
within the heart.
Baba
Yuktahi,
who
are fixed in yoga practice. Mamukshadhi, by those striving for liberation. Karma Maya, of the reaction to the fruit of the world. Pasha, from the great boundary. Okay. Sri Deva Vata,
Sri Deva Vata.
Atasma tena tapara patana vinda
Atasma tena tapara vinda
Purindhya sana maro vatoti
Purindhya sana maro vatoti
Tatsinthya te sarvi papayutya
Tatsinthya te
Undoubtedly, each one away from one eternal contribution to the love and service of the Supreme Lord. And one will then fall down into the crimson bandage, which God gives through the success. Very powerful to the living members. Open the other gentlemen, Sierra Gerandana, Shalaka, Lord Sanctuary, and the Amado, entre los tres paradas, Namaste, Saraswati, Devi, so we are at this point where the administrators of the material world are showing praises to the Supreme Lord. Just like the president has innumerable ministers, different helpers, and assistants. The Supreme Lord similarly to run this material world smoothly as is a sometimes we just hear the names and we just go through them, but without paying any kind of real attention. But these assistants are important. Just like the president needs his assistants, the Lord is also a person, and he needs his assistants to help him with administrative work. And just a few verses back, it was stated that in fact the names were stated here, but I'll just try to keep it in the language because we're not paying some attention. It stated that Brahma and his sons, Brahma had nine-born sons. They had the Lord Shiva and his followers, the devotional followers. They had the Adityas, the Vasus, the Maruts, the Pandavas, the Apsaras, the Charnas, the Siddhas, the Yakas, the Ritbus, all of that, they were there praising the Lord. They were very astonished. Sometimes we hear about it started 3 million demigods, but the principle, there is principle 32, the 32 composed of 12 of the 8 Vasus, just 11 rivers. But maybe there's so I probably missed one along the way. But anyhow, these are the 33 principles themselves. But maybe I'll run through a couple of through that we have. The Prajapatis were Marichi, Astri, and Mira, Palakya, Kalasu, Palakya, Nara, and Dhamma. And from these, all the living beings in this world came about. Then you have the Maruts. If you remember, the Maruts came when Indra was trying, he had wanted to kill Indra. And so Indra was very watchful, and then he went into her womb and terminated the bud. And those were the Maruts. But the Maruts later became his helpers, and they are considered like the storm gods. Then you had the Vasus. You know, the Vasus, and Vishnu was the chief of the Vasus. Ashwini's Kumar's twin, and then the Rimbu, So this, and then the Rudras, the 11 Rudras, Manu, Manu, Mahindra, Mahao, Shiva, Vitaraj, Ubrayeta, Bhava, Tava, Vamadeva, and Dhritarata. All of these. So the 11 Rudras, the 12 Adityas, the 8 Vasus, Brahma, so I can't remember the other one. These are the 11 principal demigods. And then there were other names like Vishnadeva, Visadhya, Gandhara, Bhaktara, Naga, Siddhartha. The Siddhas, we hear of the Siddhas. When Dhruva Maharaj was about to meditate, Narayana told him, after 7 days of reciting Om Namo Bhagavate, staunchly, you are able to see the Siddhas flying in the air. They are perfect mystic beings of the Siddha Loka. The Dharmas also are able to start Siddhas and the Dharmas. They also are great mystic beings. And they were export Siddhas. The great boons were white craftsmen. The Ashwin Kumars are the participants of the Deva. Sadhyas are singers of mystic love. And then we go to great sages, Kajyapa, Kati, 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 then semi-demigods, the attendants of Lord Shiva, and then the Janaras. Kimparutas. The Kinaras were half man, half monkey, or something like that. So all these beings attended this, Lord Krishna's formation of his activities in the material world. Lord Krishna had spent 125 autumn in this war, and it was time for him to go back. So all the demigods stayed, they were reminded. But usually the demigods here were surprised when they come, they saw Srila Sridhar Swami explained, but they were surprised.
They come, they are able to see the body, the
whole body of the Lord. Usually, to see the Lord sometimes takes many, many births, takes millions of meditation, millions of years of meditation. But they just came to Dwarka and were able to see Him. And this is the causeless mercy of the Lord. It's not possible. Many times we know that when the demigods go to the milk ocean to try to get the advice of the Lord, they have to pray there for 1,000 celestial years.
And within this 1,000 celestial years for how long?
360,000 human years. Then they would able to just hear the voice of Him. You don't usually see Him. And here we find that they just come to Dwarka and were able to see the Lord face to face, full body. And so they offer full body dandavat, like flat like a rock. I know in the olden days when we see a sannyasi, we offer full body dandavat.
And that's how Srila Prabhupada offers.
But these days, we don't even offer anything.
I just make a little bow, or, you know, like that.
So we're losing all these
So coming to the lotus feet of the Lord,
it's not so easy.
The Lord says that when Dhruva Maharaj, when Narad was trying to see the Lord, it stated here, "O Narad, I regret that during this lifetime you will not be able to see me anymore. Those who are incomplete in service and who are not completely free from all material things can hardly see me. And thus me, Janmani Tatan, Mamam Drashtam Sihara, Adipakva Pashayanam, Durdharshoham, Puryodhinam." Those who are not complete, or those who are incomplete in service,
and
what he says there, the Durdarshami Dhanurupam, Vishavan Asiyan Mama, Deva Apiyasya Rupasya, Nityan Darsana.
The form which you are now seeing is very difficult to watch. If the demigods are ever seeking the opportunity to see this form, which is so dear.
So the demigods are so far from the soul. Naham virayana tapasya, na dhanina na sar, this form cannot be seen by studying Vedas, nor penances, nor by charity, nor by worship.
Bhaktya tva anyaya shakya, aham devam vidura, yatum drashtum cha tatvena, ravishtum cha paramatma.
My dear Arjuna, only by undivided devotional service can I be understood as I am standing before you, and Pandavasiti directly. Only in this way can you enter into the mystery of my understanding.
So seeing the Lord, definitely charitable, not something.
Mystics meditated for thousands of years within Satya to gain enlightenment. King Valmiki meditated for 60,000 years. Dhruva Maharaj meditated for a long time. Not such a long time, but was very pretty austere.
Great austerity he had to go through.
And all the other beings in the past ages had to meditate for a very long time to be able to see. To get darshan with the Supreme Lord and to attain perfection. But in this Kaliya, we are so fortunate
that thus by faithfully and sincerely chanting the holy names of the Lord, we can develop love for Him and attain perfection.
We can attain love for Him and attain perfection. It's stated after the mystics of meditated on the Lord for a very long time, then they were able to see the lotus feet of the Lord. And when one sees the lotus feet of the Lord, one attains perfection. And so we should all cling to the lotus feet of the Lord. Otherwise, we'll be cast away by the currents of this material world.
This material world is like a strong current, like a strong wave. And if one gets carried away by Maya,
then he's doomed. He has to go through the cycle of birth and death perpetually.
It states, as the chakra, Kala chakra, the wheel of time turns, mortals record from earth to hell to heaven and back to earth continuously in a perpetual cycle, held by the noose of karma. Karma is like a hangman noose, and for one that is not, one is not attempted, he gets carried away by it, and he perpetually suffers this war, fought with these colors and death, continuously, dragged from life after life, human beings, animals, aquatics, heavenly planets, earthly planets, hellish planets. And the punishment in heaven, the hellish planet is going to be perfected. They state that this universe is immersed in a boundless ocean of death. Though grasped by the crocodile of disease, old age and death, he does not understand. So that is the illusory nature of this world. And most of the living beings that don't get to the process of God consciousness are carried away by this ocean of Maya, which turn us stops the door for a flickering happiness. The currents of material nature are very powerful. I want you to be able to cling tightly to the road of truth that you know. Otherwise, the violent waves of just fragmentation and mental speculation will undoubtedly keep one away from one's eternal constitutional position as the Lord and Servitor of the Kingdom. One will then fall down into the crimson bamboo stretch here. Guru Prasad, very powerful, illusory metaphor. And we can see some time. The Guru is trained up in this process. Children grow up with their parents, and then they go out into the material world and are swept by the illusory energy. I mean, they may remember sometimes, but I'm certain that many of you have come across devotees that have been swept completely by the stringent force of Maya. And it's very, very difficult to get out. So we have to try to learn the art of, amidst of our duties, our work, we continue to cling to the lotus feet of the Lord. Continue chanting the holy names, focus, study Bhagavatam, listen Bhagavatam, come to Bhagavatam, whenever there is time. See? Whenever there is time. Time waits for no man. So whenever there is some time, we should utilize it to advance in this process of Krishna consciousness. If we waste it, then later on, we regret.
It means we may have to take another boat.
And the way the waves of Kali Yuga are going, we may be swept away. We may be swept away from the
long waves of Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga, the waves are so strong that once you drop in it, it's not easy to get out.
After this 10,000 years,
after this 10,000 years of this movement,
it can be more, even more, more powerful. And sometimes I like to tease the devotee that real Kali Yuga has not really begun yet. Because Kali Yuga is only a thousand celestial years, is 360,000. So the other 2,000 years, that would make 432,000. But those 72,000 years are transitional years. So I always like to say that the real force of Kali Yuga is not real. But we've seen it already, we've seen the illusion of it. We see the bodily concept. This bodily concept is almost in every being. Even the devotee, the sons are affected by it. What about those outside that have no understanding that I am not his body? Then sense gratification is his primary goal and objective. So you can imagine. And sense gratification means breaking all the regulated principles. Gambling, intoxicants, illicit sex, whatever. People just indulge in it day after day after day. Day after day after day. Trying to find real happiness. But it's not coming. After indulging in all these gratifications, somehow we're missing from it. Day by day we're going for it. Day by day we're going for it. And so, as devotees, we have to be very careful and very cautious. Those that we're praying on, if we're not careful, they get caught up in this illusion. And then, of course, by preaching, by functioning to the preaching, we've been able to assist the world in this powerful force of illusion. And so, the demigods, when they saw the Lord and they saw the tree, they gave full dandava to the Lord. Full dandava. And knowing how difficult to attain. For this age, by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, we are very, very lucky because he can just sit all the energies in his own name, and if he gives it up, then he can attain for destination. So I'll stop there if there's any comments or questions. Let's see.
So in the beginning, a lot of different kinds of living entities that I remember, like, all of them saying in the battle court shut that Krishna could kill all of them at one time. Himself. Well, eating his mama. All he needs help.
Well, he is Atmarama, right? Self-satisfied and he can do everything by himself. he can do it, the whole thing by himself.
But it's stated that really
Krishna in this spiritual world, he's just enjoying. But he has his expansions that are doing everything. Within the spiritual world, his expansions take care of the spiritual planet. And within the material world, he has also his expansions. He has Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva, that are the guna avatars. But we know from Vishnu, from Garbhadaksha, Karnadaksha, Vishwadaksha. And they're expanding. But, so it's not the work directly of Krishna, but from Vishnu. Vishnu is the maintainer of this material world. And his assistants are the demigods. He had explained, this is explained by Vyasadeva to his disciples. Within the Mahabharata, this was explained that
that Vishnu, he
not to be bothered constantly, the demigods are his assistants. Only when they are unable to deal with the situation, then he comes, then he incarnates. But usually the demigods take care of the rain, the sun, the light, everything. The demigods are in charge of all of it. And they see that these things go smoothly. See? When there's botheration with great demons and so forth, then when the demigods cannot do anything, then the Lord comes. Like when Hiranyakashipu was so powerful, he was even beaten up the demigods. You see? Then the Lord incarnated. Right? Which one was incarnated? Was that Varaha? One was Nrisingadev, so forth. When the demigods are unable to do anything, then the Lord, he comes. So in order not to be bothered, this is explained. The Lord says, I have established Pravritti Marga. You have Nivritti Marga and Pravritti Marga. Nivritti Marga is complete devotion to the Lord, but in Pravritti Marga, there where comes in Devta worship. Devta worship, worship of the demigods. The Lord Vishnu has sanctioned the worship of the devtas. But first, he says, the first offering should come to me, and then the devtas can get remnants of this. You see? But this is to what? To reward them, to give them some reward to take to the poles seriously. You see? So that's how the Lord had established Pravritti Marga. So indeed, Krishna, he doesn't need help. He can do everything himself. You see? But through his expansions, they're doing everything. And his expansions employing the demigods to help take care of this aspect and that aspect. You see? So he's enjoying with the gopis. See? But through his expansion, Vishnu, he's employing the demigods. Demigods are all the people.
Well, Indra, okay, is the cause of rain. He's controlled by Krishna. So actually, Krishna is doing it.
Well, I mean, of course, everyone, that's why all of the demigods here are bowing down to the Lord. Because they are subordinate to the Lord. But they are the administrators of this material world. The demigods are the administrators. The Shakta Rishis and the demigods are the administrators of the universe. You see? They're in charge of all the different aspects of administration. You see? But, so coming back to the point that the Lord, I mean, in one sense, definitely, The Lord doesn't need help, see? But to get everything done, he expands himself. Vishnu does this, Shiva does this, and so forth. Okay. Yes, Janamashu. Okay. In the 10th canto, yeah, you seen in the 10th canto they're seeing the Lord. Yeah. Well, when the Lord descends to this world, it is his causeless mercy. And whoever is around them gets to see him. The demigods, the humans, the animals, the demons, everyone, through his causeless mercy, are able to see. See? That's the way. But when he goes back to the spiritual world, you know, and the demigods want to get, say, they want to get an audience with him, it's not so easy. It's not like you can just go there. They usually go to the milk ocean and they're able to see Lord Krishna. They're not able to see Lord Krishna. You see? You go to the milk ocean and you meditate for 1,000, sometimes 10,000 celestial years or 1,000 celestial years, and you don't see the Lord either. You only hear it. I mean, over and over we hear when the demigods go, you know. They would go to the milk ocean and then they meditate or they chant whatever is it, the Purusha Shukta prayers. And it's not like a day or 2 days. You're talking about 360,000 years. Stay in one place, you know, before they complete the orientation. But when he comes to the material world, that's his causeless mode. And like that, we're able to see him. So during the 10th canto, that's Krishna Leela there, you know, the demigod come freely and see him and go back and so all the sinners of stars, whatever, they come. And in the other ages too, the demigods there used to reside in the Himalayas. If you study the Ramayana and so forth, the demigods there, yeah, they were residing there. They had their, just like how, you know, one may have a camp far away or something, you know, a sport house or something like that. Yeah, but then guys, they used to reside in different parts of the Himalayas. See, but as it becomes sinful, you know, they may still be there too, but we're not able to see them. In the other ages, Satyagan, so you can see the difference. Yeah, any other point? Okay, Srimad Bhagavat, Dhamraj, Prabhu.
I was thinking also that compared to the demigods' years and how many years they would spend at the milk ocean, when they came to the material world and Krishna was here, that 125 years is like just a few moments.
Yeah.
So your association with him and visiting him was just very, very, you know, short time. Sure.
Yeah, of
course. Compared to eternity.
The whole lifetime of Lord Brahma is just one breath of Lord Vishnu. The whole lifetime of Brahma. So even Lord Krishna spending 125 atoms there, that's a blink of an eye for him. Anyhow, Srimad Bhagavatam ki.